Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Nate Seduction, checking in a moment. Man, we got another great show for y'all today, man. I know last week we did our season premiere, and we talked about a lot of the things that we have laid out for all of 2021, including bring you guys more interviews as we do best. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Start today. We're getting it started already. We got not one guest, but two guests today. So yeah, y'all, we bring it to y'all, you know, extra hard starting off for the year. So definitely great. And those two guests of tonight, we got artist Bone the Mac. We'll be talking to him, and then we have a mild-sized entertainer, my girl Obsession. We'll be talking to her as well. So we're going to be getting to it, the two of them, on tonight's show. And also, you know, also had to be panels during our signature segment, Seduction 101, and Crickets of the Week. So, man, jam-packed show, man. So little time, so much to do. That being said, Nate, what's been going on with you, man?
Social media. I was with somebody who got shot over the weekend, so their blood was all over my clothes. It was crazy. So, yeah, that's what I basically been dealing with.
Damn, man. So sorry to hear that. I mean, dumb question. Are they all right?
Yes, they are okay. They had to get two surgeries and get a blood transfusion because they lost a lot of blood. But they are stable.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. That's great news. It's interesting because, man, I mean, it didn't happen in front of me, but I had to deal with ramifications of someone being shot this weekend, too. So I'm at the club, man, on one of our one of our customers comes through all the time. He goes by duty, and you know he was there too. He was there on both Friday and Saturday. Like I just saw this dude Friday and Saturday. He was there because of people's birthdays. It was, and he was, you know, sharing the wealth, so to speak. And so he was just showing love. I literally just saw this dude Saturday night. Literally saw him at the club Saturday night. And then, you know, hours later, leading into, because I came from, you know, I'm literally coming, I think I was I coming from, did I go to IHOP that night? I forget, no. I was just up late. So I get home, I'm up late, I'm over here, I'm talking to somebody on Instagram. All of a sudden, they send me a message telling me that this dude passed away. He got shot and killed. I said, get the hell out of here. I just saw this dude like hours ago. So, yeah, that's just like crazy. Like, yeah, it's definitely a violent weekend for both of us, man. Goodness.
Crazy weekend.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely, man, just prayers to both situations, man. So it's a lot going on, man. I just want everybody to be safe, man. Let's start this year off right, man. Start it off strong. I mean, we went through a rough year already. I mean, great things still happened to me during last year, but overall, there was a lot of crazy changes and new ways of having to live for everybody. So I just want this year to go stronger, man. Let's do right by each other. So, tonight, man, the night show, Let's say we got during Crickets of the Week. I got a very interesting discussion for Crickets of the Week, and so y'all definitely stay tuned for that. Matter of fact, just to go ahead and throw something out there now, this seems gonna be part of Crickets of the Week. So that should let you know, man, Sadie, you throwing some curveballs at us. We're leading off with history has been made today, which is today marks the first president of the United States that has been impeached not once, but twice. And after what happened last week, I think that was a cherry on top. Like, this dude has got to go. Every time he does these, when he speaks from the heart, you know exactly what his mind says. When it comes to the people orchestrating what to say, we know where he stands. So I'm just kind of just over him. Over the nonsense that he continually wants to do. And this ain't feeling. So I'm just over it. I'm over the nonsense. By the way, I heard an interesting description from me yesterday. So I've heard everything in the sun, saying somebody, when you compare someone's complexion, that you're chocolate, caramel, vanilla, mocha, the list goes on. I was referred to that my skin tone is cinnamon. So what in the hell? I have not. That is the first time in my life I have heard. I don't think I've heard anybody else refer to it that way. This person referred to me as my skin tone is cinnamon. And I mean, so I dug a little deeper to figure out where in the hell this is going. They were like, she had said, well, because you're like a bear, so. I figured cinnamon goes, that'd be a better description when it comes to a bear. I'm like, wow, I don't know what to say. So, people wilding out, man. Cinnamon, that is a new one. I am referred to it. My complexion is now cinnamon. Learned a lot of things starting out in 2021. And we're only, how many days in? 13 days in, and we're already learning new things. Wow. But yeah, also too, man. I tell you what, I just want to reflect on is people in feeling entitled. This is a general thing I talk about to people all the time. Like, there's common courtesy and there's feeling like you're owed something. Like, I feel like, yes, when it comes, like, people do right by you consistently without feeling like they need, that you owe them, then yeah, look out for that person. That's common courtesy. But thinking you did something and you did something right, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're older. I think that's where the phrase "when a cookie" comes from, because everybody thinks because they do something right one time they deserve a cookie. It's just ridiculous. People gotta stop feeling so entitled and understand that in the day, do your job, man. I shouldn't be clapping because you do your job. I should be clapping because you're exceeding above the expectations of what is being asked of you. If you're just doing the minimum, you can't expect more. You got to step it up. Like, and you got to do it consistently. Don't just do something to exceed expectations one time. That's it. It has to be a consistent display of exceeding expectations for you to be able to warrant being rewarded above and beyond. So yeah, with that being said, man, we are gonna go into our first song break of the night, and tonight's music will be by our artist that's on tonight's show, my boy Bone the Mac. We're gonna go ahead and go into this hit single that most people know him for in the first place. This is called Homegirl. We'll be back after this right here on Life That Does Live with your boy City J and your girl Nate Seduction.
Down like Ace Town, I'ma lay you down like Ace Town. I can turn your body to a playground. back from Greens Point, and she always pull up with a mean joint. And I told her, meet me at PJ Fish. She pulled up and we had a pre-made dish. I got a chick from River Oaks, and she got her own shit, she don't live with her folks. And shouted, just my type. And she go pay for the flight, and she go stay for the night. And she real playful, you right. And she go make shrimp and rice. Now y'all know that's what I like. Give it to me, I'ma bank it off the backboard quick. Just like Freddie, I be on some trap boy shit. I got green ice and my clover thick. This king life, now who you rolling with? Get in. That right, that right.
She like body rocking, knocking up.
Hold up, hold up.
She like body rocking, knocking up. Slow it down like
Ace Town.
I'ma lay you down like Ace Town. Turn your body to a playground.
Cadillac whip with the candy drip. In a sit low with a trunk with a brick. How many times can a Sprite remix? The same amount of bars that I got when I spit. Unlimited like a dividend. Slow bang with a diva. Only eat green M&M's. The Louis Genuine. Stand cinnamon with a gentleman. Cutting up a venison. Behind red rope with the candlelight smoke. Strawberries mixed with the cantaloupe. Her ass poke out like chrome down spokes. Astro weed make you choke. Home of the trappers. Screwed up rappers. The on the rights to the masters. We can leave the planet, bend over backwards. Finna take you to NASA. H-Town.
She like body rocking, knocking up. She like body rocking, knocking up.
Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town. I can boost, turn your body to a playground. All right, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live, everybody, with your boy, City J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
Yeah, man. So, while we were away for our guests, we're going to go ahead and get into our special segments. You know, I am known for this segment here, which makes this sound. Oh, good Lord. Nate, what happened to you, baby? That's Crickets of the Week. And Crickets of the Week is where we acknowledge people who've done stupid stuff of the week, worst stuff of the past week. We can go down the list, and definitely gonna do that. Let's see, Nate, that's you.
This is me. My host phone went dead.
I was like, oh Lord! It's like the bat line went crazy. I was like, oh no. But today for Crickets of the Week. I have two winners for Crickets of the Week this week. So, sound those crickets again. All right, first off, Crickets of the Week is going to people who are just, how can I put it, these challenges. Some of these challenges, man. It is getting out of control. Some of these challenges are getting out of control. Because, I mean, I just don't get how this... I'm not hating on the artist. I mean, I'm more so annoyed by the challenges. These challenges aren't even getting creative anymore. Like, they're doing the same exact thing. Okay, so I'm going to use a perfect example of what I'm talking about in this instance. Okay, so... One challenge that everybody know that everybody was up on was the crybaby challenge, and then in which to me, first off, I got confused when I for me honest when I saw the crybaby challenge at first, I was confused because I thought when I remember doing the crybaby, I thought it was a crybaby, especially the way she breaks down the song. The crybaby to me, based on the dance that used to happen back in high school, Venice Beach, the stadium, all that, it was a move where you were on the ground, banging on the ground like you're crying. It has evolved into something else where it's more so. People have merged it with what is more so known as the Megan Knees challenge, where you like popping up and down, you know, trying to see how long your knees can hold, dropping like a, as the old folks say, dropping it like it's hot. How long your knees can hold doing that. So I get it. We're going to rock with that. That's what y'all decided it's going to be. That's what the challenge is. But then we have a new challenge. It is the busted challenge. Everybody's doing the same. It's pretty much the same challenge. The only change in this challenge is everybody does this whole thing where they start off in, so you start off like bummy clothes, and then all of a sudden they drop, when they drop down, the scene changes and they change clothes more so, more dressy or something that's more tight, revealing, showing off they at their ass, and they doing the little making knees challenge basically. I like what some of y'all doing the challenge. I ain't gonna lie. I like what some of y'all do the challenge. I'm just asking the question of, is the thing gonna get a little more creative? Because people are kind of like, it feel like people are running out of ideas. And like, we used to do Juju on the beat and all that. Everything was kind of its own thing. It kind of has its own, you know, everybody had its own thing going on. It's like now everybody just like mailing in, do the same challenge over, like, you know, remember the running man challenge, the mannequin challenge, the list goes on. All these different things with different challenges, but now we're getting the same thing. Like, basically, my trick of the week is I'm trying to challenge creativity. Get back to the creative challenges where it actually was something different. I get everybody's trying to go, everyone's trying so hard to go viral on TikTok and Instagram Reels, Snapchat, list goes on. But man, like, just be creative. Take the time to be creative. I like the ones where they're kind of flipping it and they're like doing something different instead of the original intention of the challenge. I like that. Those people, you're intrigued because you're doing something a little bit different. I like seeing, don't get me wrong, I like seeing a woman driving like it's hot. But at the same time, stop calling it a challenge. Just get to the point, it's not a challenge anymore. It's just another day. That's pretty much, so I'm challenging y'all. See what I did there? I'm challenging y'all to have some creativity. So that's my first. So Nate, what's your thought on that? What is your thought on these all these challenges left and right?
I feel like maybe it's to get to promote their music, to promote their song. Because you know people follow behind trends, so I feel like they're doing it for a purpose. But I mean, it is a lot of different challenges. I haven't did any, but I might do the busted challenge. I didn't do the crab baby challenge.
I mean, you might as well, because it's the same, right? It's the same thing, so you might as well get it done in the same challenge. Goodness.
You funny as hell, but I ain't did the crybaby challenge. I like the busted challenge a little better. I mean, because it's like,
because
bringing out your little alter ego, basically, with the busted challenge. I kind of like that one better.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I do too. I like the busted one better.
Yeah, I like that one better.
So, yeah, so I agree.
But
there's challenge.
Definitely a lot of challenges. It's been getting their music out there. Don't get me wrong.
I just don't like that they're not getting creative. Like, it's the same thing. Like, they're not really changing it up. That's where they're losing me. Like, it's the same challenge over and over. Just a different name. Like, no, make the freaking crybaby challenge and not like the busted challenge. I thought it was gonna be something. I thought it was gonna be something little. I said, what y'all getting ready to do? And I said, it's the crybaby challenge. All you doing is starting out bummy. It's like, to me, the busted challenge is like marrying the crybaby challenge and the don't rush challenge and putting them in together as one. That's it. It's like 2021's version of putting those two together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's my first cookie of the week. My my second cricket of the week. Oh, man. I just think long and hard about this one, Nate. My second cricket of the week is it's going to have to be some of my neighbors. Let me let y'all. I'm going to let you know something. And because some of y'all, the way y'all be screwing your boy up in this parking, man, I don't know what the hell y'all be doing. But you do not need to take up two parking spots. There's already not enough parking spots in my spot. So taking up two parking spots, kind of goddamn tricky. Taking up two parking spots is ridiculous. Get the hell out of here. Ain't nobody got time for that, all right? So, shoot, that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and go. We got our two guests in the building. We're going to go ahead and we're going to transition from Crickets of the Week and go to our guests. Our first guest, I'm welcome, because I like to go ladies first and then, you know, gentlemen second. First off, I'm going to welcome in my girl, Obsession. What's up, Obsession? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all?
So we're doing all right, you know. Can't complain, you know. 2021 it hasn't started off too bad. And Donald Trump is in peace for the second time. So it's a great day.
That's good. Thank y'all for having me. I really appreciate y'all.
Oh, no problem. And then I want to welcome to the show another person who I know a lot, who is very few. It's funny because these are two of the few people who have actually been where I stay. So welcome to the other part of the show, my boy, Bone and Mac. What's up, Bone?
What it do? How you live?
Good, man. You know, it's funny. Yeah, y'all two of the very few people who have actually been to our place of living. That is a good sign. If you have been over here, that means you don't have crazy in your veins. Well, at least not enough crazy that I don't feel like you can't be over here. So definitely thankful. So first off, I'm gonna let y'all kind of introduce yourself, grill y'all like we do best. Introduce yourself so let people know who you are a little bit more. I'm gonna throw it to you first, Obsession. Let them know who you are. What you do?
Hey, it's Obsession, aka Miss Kangaroo Booty. I am an entertainer. I'm a mom, and I'm, you know, an entrepreneur. I'm starting my own business. So yes.
So, Bone, let them know who you are, boss.
Hey man, I go by the name of Bone, man. Most known for the song "Homegirl," man. We still working. We out here. We're turning the Mac out now, man. Make sure y'all go download it on our platform.
Yes, sir. We actually played your songs before you came through. You know, we go because you know some of these challenges. We were just high sounding about challenges, and some of these challenges bring back old songs. We gonna do a return to Mac challenge.
We gotta do something.
There we go. There's another challenge. Another challenge to add to the list. First of all, I'm gonna go. Question to ask you. This question goes to both of you. And Session, you first, then Bone. How did you get your start in your chosen career? How did you get your start as far as you know? What led you to be an entertainer? And also, because you model too, model, video vixen, list goes on. How did you get your start in that? And Bone, how did you get your start into being an artist? And hey, also, what a lot of people don't realize is an entrepreneur yourself. So I'm going to go to you first, Obsession.
Well, I started off with honestly being homeless. Like, it took being homeless, you know, trying to figure it out for myself to get where I am. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, but I had to keep my head on my shoulders and get through it. So I decided to be a stripper because it became easier for me. And then I started to see what else I could do with myself. So, you know, being able to be where I am, knowing who I know, meeting, you know, people like Lil Ronnie, Yella BG, Mike Fresh at 18 years old opened up a lot of doors for me. And cutting off my hair, that's what opened me up to, you know, being a model. It took for me to be brave enough to be like, you know what, I'm going to shave all my hair off. And I'm going to be like Amber Rose or, you know, something like that. And I'm going to stand out. So, you know, it was more than just my body for me. When you cut your hair off, you know, it has to be something about you that stands out other than hair.
Exactly, because yeah, we are definitely the industry where they do make it to where there's a lot of cases if your hair, like your hair is it makes or breaks you. So definitely that's a great look.
Yeah, in Dallas, I feel like I can't wear my hair. In Fort Worth, they love the no hair, and I make more money out there. So it's just all about knowing how to market, and I learned that in school. You got to know your crowd.
Exactly. I'm going to keep going. How did you get your start, boss?
It was crazy. I was in school. I was at PV, you know, just rapping. And just, you know, I was really at a point where I was about to get ready to graduate. And I felt, you know what I'm saying, a lot of pressure on my back. And then shit, Hurricane Rita had happened. And me and my nigga, we made, you know, homegirl and shit, the rest of this.
So I got a deeper question on you as far as homegirl. Homegirl, did you, like, cause everybody, like, a lot of artists, they make music. But for the song to become a hit, where you know, which, and I'm going to tell you, when I say a hit, like a chart topping hit, for me, in my opinion, if I hear your music on the cruise ship, yeah, you done fucking made it. So,
you know what I mean?
Say, like, how
I
did
mean,
you...
you probably going to hear, you definitely going to hear my shit on the cruise ship, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, for real, for real.
I'm hearing a new DJ. On a cruise ship, playing your music, I'm like, okay, it's lit. So, like, how, like when you wrote that, that song, did you realize it was gonna be that big of a hit?
When we made it, we was just feeling like, man, this is it. What? Hold on, real quick, trying to make sure. Like, what the fuck, JLC, go here? What the fuck
yes.
are you doing? My bad. I'm currently putting on a show in Corpus right now that I'm just now pulling up to. You know how the game go, if anybody know how the
yes.
game go. But, yeah, man, when we made that, we listened to it like 15 times that night, and it was just, you know, we all felt the same way. Like, yeah, this is it. This the one.
It was, yeah. That's what, like, I put that song on any time. I put it on, watch how the crowd went. His girl still doing that when you first came out, so that lets you know. Okay, so I'm gonna throw it to you, back to you, since I have Nate Gray out of there. So my question to you is such, like, as far as being an entertainer. You know, and I always ask a lot of people who have been in the adult industry, you know, abroad, I was asking these questions because I didn't know what everybody's different mindsets come. Like, what would you say is the hardest part of it, and what would you say is the best part of it?
I can say the hardest part of it is, I love you too, is being disrespected by the men. Like, sometimes the way a man can make you feel by being what you are in the industry, sometimes it can tear you down. Like, sometimes it's hard to even be in a relationship with somebody. So that's I can say, really, the relationship thing is the hardest part about being in the industry, because sometimes some people don't take you serious. So it's harder for you to find somebody that really cares about you and supports what you do, especially when you're a single mom and you don't have that help. So it's like, dang, I can't have nobody love me but my kids because I do this to take care of them, and it's just me. And, you know, I don't have as much help, but this is all I can do because I can't keep a job or whatever, you know? And the easiest part is, I guess you could say, making the money. Like, that's the easiest part to me. I used to be nervous. I was a tomboy, didn't like walking in heels. But when I started adding up the money and how much I was making, that made it so much easier because I started to invest in myself, and a lot of people don't do that. Once you invest in yourself, you learn how to walk in those heels that you couldn't walk in. You learn how to dance in heels that you couldn't stand in because it's an art to it. It's like an exercise. Everything matters. The heels, the way you stand, the way you hold your legs, everything matters. The way you get on the pole, everything. So, you know, just the money made it easier. If you think about it, money makes the world go around sometimes. So sometimes putting the money into yourself will help you get better at anything that you do. You just have to be willing to make the money and let it make itself.
So I got a deeper question to ask you on that. Like, how do you make the best? Because a lot of people, they suck at this one point right here. How do you make the best of a slow night?
A slow night? On a slow night, you got to have fun. If you don't have fun on a slow night, you're not going to make no money. You're going to be in your thoughts like, dang, I ain't making no money. You're not going to make no money. So you having a slow night, you see a customer, have fun with them. Don't force them to give you no money. If they want to drink with you, drink with them. Have a conversation with them, and your night will get better. You might be the only girl on a slow night making some money.
I tell them this all the time. Like, I watch it happen. I mean, personally, I think that the slow nights are some of the best nights because you don't have as many girls in the way, and most of the people that come in on the slow nights are people who have the intention to spend money. Because a lot of them don't like going on busy nights.
Yeah. But then if you think about it, that's just like, some girls will be like, I don't like working day shift. But day shift, you don't get dollar bills. You get the bigger bills.
Yeah,
and if it's a slow night and you find the right customer, talk to the right customer, you're going to get more than a dollar bill. You're going to make so much money. You know, they'll be like, dang, I'm going to come again on the slow night because ain't nobody going to be here, and this is what I can make.
Exactly. I definitely see that all the time. Like, that's why I laugh when I go tell the girl, and you get on the mic, hey, are these y'all recycling your ones? The ones who want to hang on to these ones so they can cap on social media with the damn money phone, get the hell out of here. Man, impressed me with you invest in your business. So, definitely.
Yeah, well, I can tell you most girls don't like giving a ones back because sometimes when you get a ones back, it's like,
what?
Dang,
I want to hear this.
Huh? Said it again.
I want to hear this, doctor. I've been waiting for this answer from people. Go ahead and tell me what you're getting ready to say. Go ahead.
Well, if I give my ones back and you don't tip me no more money, then I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be very, very mad. Like, what did I give you money for, you know, if you wasn't going to get my ones back? And then you got to think about the girls who like to stunt on camera. I got all, you know, now you got to guess what's in my pocket, what I made for the night. Now I got to, you know, make these girls feel like, you know, what did she do to get that? How can I make that? Like, you know. But don't nobody see that it's maybe $200-$300 and I still got bills to pay like you do. They just see it as, oh, she's going to make money. No, as quick as I get it is as quick as it goes. So
right.
I keep my ones. It look good.
No, y'all didn't give it. Because I'm going to tell you a perfect example of when this hurts. It'd be a night when I know the club is going crazy. Like, people are begging me for ones. Like literally begging me, oh, man, you're getting more ones, man. You're getting more ones. If I'm telling you recycle, I'm telling you for a reason, because somebody that want to spend some money wants some goddamn ones. Give me the goddamn ones.
Okay. Well, I can tell you about those girls. Those girls just don't trust you because me, if you come tell me this man got some ones, go over here, I'm going to go. You got to tell me twice. I'm going.
So
you got to trust the people that'll be like, recycle your ones. give me your ones, or this person just got 501. Some people be lying, but you got to know who lying and who telling the truth.
Oh, they know. The thing is, they know for me now, because I'm walking around the ones, so they literally see. Not, so the smart ones watch where I walk all night. They're like, okay, he had such amount of ones in his hand about a second ago. Where did they disappear that quick? Yeah, so.
Right.
The smart ones already know.
Well, I'm going to get my ones.
I'm going to throw it over to Nate. Nate?
Hey, I'm Nate Seduction. And
hey, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing real good.
That's great. So I'm going to start off with you, love. I do see that you're an entertainer, and not only are you an entertainer, you're a model as well. So what made
yes,
you
ma'am.
Transition from going to from an entertainer to going into modeling?
Well, I've always wanted to model, but at a young age, being shaped, you know, having a certain shape, I was always told I couldn't be a model because my butt was too big. And, you
girl,
know,
now they love big
boobs. See, when you're younger, you see all these models on TV, and you're like, dang, I'm not that little. I got a big butt. I got boobs. They don't have those, but I do. And, you know, TV makes this image, but it's not like that in the real world. If you're pretty or you got it and you can do it, you can do it. It's possible. But when you sit and listen to TV or somebody told you, you limit yourself, and then you're stopping yourself from what you can really do out here. So when I cut my hair off and somebody was like, man, I really want to shoot with you, I was like, man, yes, finally somebody told me that I can do it. So I did it, and I just decided to do both.
Okay, that's what's up. What do you like most about modeling?
I guess I love the different people that I work with, and then I love the people who I shoot with that let me put my own creative ideas into what we do, because I'm very creative. I love art. And I feel like, you know, in modeling, there's a lot that I can do with that. And, you know, like social media marketing, I'm very good at that. So modeling is just the art about it is everything.
Okay, that's what's up. What would you say is the hardest part about modeling?
The poses. The poses can be the hardest thing, because if you feel comfortable, you're doing something wrong. Most poses that a lot of photographers will tell you to do are very uncomfortable. They feel weird, and you're like, dang, I don't feel right. But when they shoot and you see it, you're like, dang, that looked real good. So if you're comfortable, you're doing something wrong. And I had to learn, even watching YouTube, I've looked my stuff up and I've done my research. You're not supposed to feel comfortable. So that's, like, the hardest thing about it. And sometimes, like, even holding yourself up in a certain pose until they click that perfect shot, like, it can be hard sometimes.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I definitely feel you on that one. Trust and believe in. So where do you see yourself, you know, going? Like, what are your goals in modeling? Where do you see yourself elevating when it comes to modeling?
Well, I want to be a brand ambassador, but then again, I don't see myself doing it too much longer, because I want to focus on makeup and nails right now. That's like my thing. So I want to kind of put it behind me, not right now, but maybe in a couple more years. I just want to focus on my business that I'm trying to start up so I can leave my kids with something. I know how hard it is to grow up and I have nothing, so you know, I just want to be able to leave them with something. Not saying that modeling isn't okay, but the type of modeling that I do, and I know my daughters look up to me, I just want to kind of shift their mind into something else and let them see something different about their mom. So, you know, I might still do it afterwards. I don't know, but, you know, that's just where my mind is right now.
Okay. Do your kids know that you're an entertainer?
I try to keep that from them. I mean, I know my daughter sees the shoes, she sees the outfits, but I won't say that I'll hide it from them, because sometimes hiding things from your kids can make them go away you don't want them to, because they don't know anything about it. They don't know that you know. They don't know, you know. Or sometimes telling them the truth can be a bad thing, because they'll be like, oh, well, you did it, so I'm going to do it. So, you know, it's kind of like a iffy thing. But, you know, if my kids get older, once they graduate school, if that's what you want to do, I'm going to teach you the game. But that's not what I want for them. So that's why I'm trying to find something, well, really not even find, just really sit down and do my passion and show them that there's other things out here. My daughter wants to play basketball, so I'm already looking into programs, and she's two. She's like, Mommy, this is what I want to do. I want to play basketball. She always wants a basketball, so that's what I'm pushing for, versus her knowing that my mom is an entertainer and she shakes her butt for a living around the pole.
Right, right. Okay, well, that makes sense, Obsession. I wish you well wishes. I understand the lifestyle, because I used to be an entertainer myself. A lot
right.
of people don't know that, but I'm sharing it with you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Before
I feel so special.
I got into modeling, I was an entertainer as well. And I did it to get my first apartment. I'm from the hood, too, so I understand your struggle. I'm from Gary, Indiana, the hood of the hood.
Okay.
So I
sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. That's how I got my first place when I was 18. I did it for like a month, ran my money up, and then I was done. Being a dancer is not for everybody. I would say it's not for me, because I don't like people
mm-hmm.
touching all on me. Like, I don't like that.
Right.
So
that's why
yeah,
I get drunk.
That was it for me.
That's why I get drunk. And sometimes that can be another bad thing about the club. Everybody has their own things. You either drinking or you're on drugs. And some, like I said, that's not always good. Everybody has to do what they have to do to make it through in their mind. Like, this man is going to touch me, disrespect me, whatever the case may
right.
be for the night.
The crazy part is I wasn't old enough to drink. I was only 18, so I couldn't
no,
drink.
No,
I was
no,
drinking
no.
at 18.
No,
I was
no
drinking
way.
At 18.
I had to do it sober in the club. They didn't play that. Like, they didn't really play that out here in Indianapolis. Like, you know. So,
okay, right.
Yeah.
I
wasn't
shit,
drinking
know,
out here.
I know some places that they, shit, there are ways.
Yeah, they don't care. And then some men are sneaking
really
for you. They'll buy it and let you sip out their cup.
Yeah, that part is true, too. Yeah, that's definitely a fact. Well, I wish you well wishes. I hope, you know, things, you know, work out for you. My DM is always open if you need advice or you just want to talk. I'm into
Thank
women
you.
Empowerment.
I will make sure I get your information.
And yes, I have my own nonprofit organization, so I'm into women empowerment, building women up. That's what I liked. I wanted to see the next woman win. A lot of women are so afraid to reach out and help the next woman. And I don't like that.
Right.
It's kind of weird to me. That's weird.
Yeah, but that's how society or whatever, TV, reality TV, and people believe that. I want to help the next person, but sometimes you helping the next person, they just want to take you down. So it's like, dang, do I help you or do I just, you know, not help you?
That's a fact as well. You just got to be cautious. Got to, you know,
right.
people have their own, like, what they trying to do. Like, they don't. So you never know. So, I mean, it is, you know, a tough world that we live in. Not everybody got the best intentions.
Right.
Now, Bone, the rapper, what's good, G?
Oh, hold on. He blinked out. He went out for a second because I know he was getting ready to do his show and
okay.
in Corpus Christi. Yes, so I'm trying to get back a hold of him. But that which I mean that's excuse me. I had another question for you, and I'm about to go backwards.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I didn't even think about this at first. because I'm always interested in how people come up with their names. What made you come, first off, Miss Kangaroo Booty? What made you come up with Miss Kangaroo Booty? What made you come up with Obsession?
Miss Kangaroo Booty came from Case Dallas. He has a song called Kangaroo Booty. And then I was like, dang, I got a nice booty. I'm shaped right, and my booty can jump. So, you know, I was like, I'm just going to put the MS in front of it. I'm not married, so I can't do MRS. And I was 17, so. And Obsession, it took me a couple rounds to find the perfect name for me as an entertainer. At first, I was Mystery. Then I was Baby Doll. And those names, you know, they fit, but Obsession fit me a lot better. I just feel like, you know, I'm an obsession to people. Some people think, you know, it's a sexual thing. I am an obsession sexually, but my vibe, my personality, like, you just have to get to know me to understand why some people can't let me go. And I feel like that's what makes me an obsession.
That's crazy, because when I think of Nay's name, it's the same way. Like, to the person who thinks small, they think sexy. But seduction is more so she knows how to seduce your mind into thinking whatever. You know, I want to seduce your mind to invest in this business, invest in this idea, whatever. That's how I look at it. Basically, I look at the way of using the word of seduction, meaning like connecting with your mind.
Right.
So, yeah. I know, Nay, I know you was over there taking notes on that. You were thinking, that sounds like a good explanation.
I mean, I do like to seduce people's mind before I seduce their body. You know, I'm very intellectual.
You know what? That's funny, because I always tell it. Like, for me, and people think I'm just be running game on this, but I'm on a very, I say this very consistently. And it sounds key, but it is very true. If a chick connects with my mind, the chicks that connected with my mind, those are the ones that have gotten the best sexual experiences for me. The ones that don't, it's like, I just don't really be into it. I had to, because for me, more so, like me going into, like, and I know people rarely hear this from a guy, but for me to do that with you, like to really want to like completely do it with you, my mind got to connect with you. And if I don't connect with you, it's just fabricated. So that's why a lot of times, hell, you call me lame with what you want, but I won't do it with people because I don't want to, it's wasted energy.
All right, exactly.
That's true.
I don't want your bad vibes seeping into me. So if I connect with your mind, that is that simple.
Sex.
That's very true.
I feel like sex is better when you can connect mentally.
Yeah, because then it's like when you do that, it's like you can, when you and that person are doing it, whatnot, you know, y'all able to connect, y'all able to express what you want without necessarily having to say it. Like, people think that's like some magic thing, but no, it's true. You can connect with them better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. The chemistry be so much better.
And you don't have to force it, because it just, you know, you both kind of like click, bam, it just happens.
Exactly, and I love that. Like, that'd be so, like, so much better. And I feel like if I can't connect with you mentally, I cannot connect with you sexually. It's just, I just can't do it. It's just going to be weird to me.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, people tend to forget that it's deeper than sex, because you're transferring energy.
especially if it's unprotected sex, because you don't know who that person was having sex with. So now you got all these personalities, all these energies transferred to you, and you wonder why you depressed, why you sad, why you acting crazy. It's because you don't know who this man has, what female this man has sex with, and whatever that female was dealing with mentally, now you're dealing with that mentally because you just had sex with this man, and he just had sex with a girl who lost her job, lost her kids, homeless, or whatever the case may be, and now she's dealing with all these emotions, and now you're dealing with those same emotions. It's deeper than sex. I've been trying to tell people it's so much deeper than sex.
That's true.
You gotta be careful.
That's
very true.
Before we let you go, since we got one more segment of the show, that is Seduction 101. What you got for Seduction 101, Nay?
This Seduction 101, we have a guest on the show. When there's a guest on the show, I always ask the guest this question.
Okay.
What's the first you? Place you ever had sex at?
I can say, honestly, I was walking to this park and they have like trees. You can say it's kind of like a forest type thing. Most parks have, you know, walk places where you can walk, and then there's these trees, like, yeah, and one of them type of places. We just found a place and we did it.
Okay.
Interesting.
I had sex. Daddy, what's the craziest place you had sex at?
I'm trying to think if my answer changed since the last one answered this question. That's the craziest I've had sex at. I don't know. It's like, it's so many crazy spots, but in the middle of the street. Yes, like, I mean, this chick, we were really feeling each other, and I was also freaky shit. Where I was like, she came out to the car and she kept bothering me. She was trying to tell me bye, and I was like, I kept talking shit, and she told me what you gonna do about it, and I bent her over the car, and I fucked her in the middle of the street.
Wow.
It had to be a night where nobody was really driving at that time, because it was in the neighborhood. It was not, you know, random ass, like, it wasn't even a part, but in a very quiet neighborhood.
Wow.
Yes.
That's funny.
Would have never thought it would have been you.
That's a lot of things people don't realize. Don't let this smile fool you. It's the crazy stuff that's happening.
Yeah, steady heat. He be low key.
I don't know.
The craziest place I had sex was church.
What? How did it make you feel?
horny, apparently.
I mean, like, after, like, did you regret it? Was it, like, was your adrenaline rushing? Like, what?
I didn't feel nothing. I just really wanted to leave and go have sex some more, honestly. And it was with a female, though, in the bathroom, in the women's restroom.
Wow, I would have never thought you would have said that.
I mean, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even expect that answer, so I'm just like, wow. I thought my place
was
crazy.
I ended up getting home punishment that day, so I mean...
I have an interesting, I don't know if I shared this one before, but I had an interesting sex story as far as that involves church. It wasn't sex in church, but it was sex I happened to have the night before. So I was, this is while I was in college, and it's one girl, she went to another college. So, you know, I had met her at a club, this club I was a promoter at, and she was like, oh, like first time we hung out, I taunted her to death. I wouldn't give her no. I wasn't even attempting to try to have sex. And I remember she blew me up the next day. She was like, "Oh, you just don't know what I wanted you to do to me last night." And so, you know, when we linked up again, you know, she made it very clear. Oh no, we are gonna. She kept telling her friends. Like her friends wanted to hang out after, and this was grabbing PB weekend, as a, you know, that this happened. She wanted to hang out, and her friends wanted to hang out after, but she was like in the rush to get back to her dorm because she wanted to meet her in the dorm and come take care of business. Because my friends wanted to hang out too. I'm like, y'all fucking see this makes you a real dude because a lot of. You know, some of these dudes these days, the way they built these days, will not do that. Fuck my homeboys. Hey, we got plenty of time to hang out. Let me go hang out with my girl. Let me go to her door because she's been begging me. And I'm kind of like, I feel like I ain't going to play with her tonight. I'm going to let her know what time it is. So, you know, we do whatever. You know, in the morning, I'm taking my shower because literally, like, and keep in mind, I didn't have a car at the time, so my friends dropped me off at the dorm. I had my parents come pick me up. As far as they knew, I was hanging out with my friend who goes to this school. not with her, because my best friend, he went to that school. So, they picked me up. I can't find my underwear. So, I don't know where the hell I put it. I packed my underwear in my little overnight bag and can't remember where that shit was. So, I go to church. I'm doing the offering, trying to go deliver offering. And I was like, it just felt weird because, you know, they wasn't passing the collection plate around. They was making go up there, put the money in the collection plate, and then go sit right down. Well, I'm nervous because I'm like, I'm in freaking dress pants. Commando as fuck, ain't got no fucking draws on. I'm like, man, Lord, people gonna see dick print, they gonna see something, they gonna be seeing one. Those pins right up his ass. Why are the pins right up his ass? So I'm just like, yeah, that, I said, it wasn't necessarily in church, but it tied to it somewhat. Like, it just felt weird to, you know, it's like a walk of shame because I'm sitting there trying to counteract my walk and make sure nothing was revealing. So, yeah.
And I've never went to church without any drawers on.
it was crazy. I don't know what I did with my fucking drawers. I never found, they weren't even in my bag. I don't know. I guess I was. It's such a frenzy to hurry up and get ready and hurry up because I was already running semi late to try to be there on time. Yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah, definitely interesting. But hey, it was worth it because that was a great night. Yes. But all right, so as we. You ready to come to close our session? Let them know how they can follow you. Or as we call the show, we call it stalking. And let me tell you what that means because, you know, people that's new to the show, they don't be knowing what the hell that means. But we say stalking means because stalkers tend to follow your every move. So in this case, we use that in a good sense. We want them to follow our every move. So in other words, where can they stalk you at? Where can they follow you? Keep up with what you got going on.
You can stalk me on Instagram at MS Kangaroo Booty, all one word. Again, that's MS Kangaroo Booty.
Man, if you don't know how to spell kangaroo or booty, I don't know what to tell you.
Google it.
Google it. I'm the only Miss Kangaroo Booty out there, so if you type it in right, I'm the only one that's going to pop up.
There you go. Nay, how can they follow you?
Y'all can follow me on social media, Nay Seduction, N-A-Y-Y underscore seduction. If you don't know how to spell seduction, your ass don't need to be on Instagram or social media in general. But it's Nay Seduction everywhere. Just follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Clubhouse. Y'all know the vibe.
Mm-hmm. In that OF as well, y'all follow them on OFs. Yep. Y'all know they follow me, Ceddy J Dusk, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J-D-U-S-K. That will take you to pretty much everywhere that I'm at. And, yeah. That's some, at least some other brands, Ladies Focus Photos, Human Chemist Mag, all of that. So keep up with me. A lot of moves going on, a lot of greatness. Well, since we appreciate you for coming to the show again, and she would also appreciate Bone for coming to the show. You know, I'm going to do a part two of this, so I know he
thank
was.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Yes, thanks for coming on. And I wish you well wishes in your modeling and your entrepreneurship. You got it, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, everybody, if y'all missed the show, yeah, check it out. It's on iHeartRadio. Type in Life After Dusk Live or Dusk 5 Radio. It's going to come up one of those two ways. Also, it's over TuneIn. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Stitcher. Of course, Blog Talk Radio as well. There's no way you should miss it because we're on all the major platforms. Period. There ain't no way you should miss it. That being said, how we roll on out, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a
Nay or you, there is a way.
Bell. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Ceddy J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day?
That would be if you go help, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.